Christian ethos in action. Then they said to him, "Where is your father?" Jesus answered, "You know neither me nor my father. If you had known me, you would have known my father also." John 8 verse 19. The phrase, "if you," as it applies to you, and "me," as a disciple of Jesus, appears 124 times in the English Standard Version, ESV, of the New Testament. First, we will be confronted with various situations and circumstances from the Bible and, we will discover how we are to respond in these examples. Secondly, I have personalized, rephrased, our study verses for you to memorize. By this, we can bring the gospel to life as we go and defeat sin along our way. Today we, as Christians, are confronted with questions about how we should deal with matters such as walking in darkness versus walking in the light, judging others, knowing Jesus and knowing God. Then they said to him, "Where is your father?" Jesus answered, "You know neither me nor my father. If you had known me, you would have known my father also." John 8 verse 19. In context. Then Jesus again spoke to them, saying, "I am the light of the world, the one who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life." So the Pharisee said to him, "You are testifying about yourself. Your testimony is not true." Jesus answered and said to them, "Even if I am testifying about myself, my testimony is true, because I know where I came from and where I am going, but you do not know where I come from or where I am going. You judge according to the flesh. I am not judging anyone. But even if I do judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone in it, but I and the Father who sent me. Even in your law, it has been written that the testimony of two people is true. I am he who testifies about myself. And the Father who sent me testifies about me." So they were saying to him, "Where is your father?" Jesus answered, "You know neither me nor my father. If you knew me, you would know my father also." John 8 verses 12 to 19. Rephrased and personalized to memorize. Jesus answered me, "You know me. And because you know me, you know my father also." John 8 verse 19. This is worth repeating to yourself and to him, often, "I know the Father because I know you, Jesus." It is also a worthy reminder of the unique relationship God has provided the believer and follower of Jesus. "The glory which you have given me I also have given to them, so that they may be one, just as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be perfected in unity, so that the world may know that you have continually sent me, and you loved them, just as you loved me, Father. I desire that they also, whom you have given me, be with me where I am, so that they may see my glory which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, although the world has not known you, yet I have known you. And these have known that you sent me, and I have made your name known to them, and will make it known, so that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them." John 17 verses 22-26. It is encouraging and empowering to know that our relationship with God through His Son is not a casual one, but that we are fully connected as sons and as joint heirs in the kingdom, with and through Christ Jesus. Let's take what is ours and assume our role as sons and daughters. Children of God. Act as such, do as much. Your brother and friend, Mike Young. Next, Christian ethos in action: you will die in your sins, John 8 verse 24. Previous, Christian ethos in action: if you should see the Son of Man, John 6 verse 62.